Coming back to Rome now, an international congress entitled Close By, the Incurable Sick and the Dying, Scientific and Ethical Aspects, sponsored by the Pontifical Academy for Life, will begin tomorrow in the Vatican. The president of the Pontifical Academy for Life, Bishop Elios Grecia, briefly summarized the goal of the assembly, which will focus on the moment in which human fragility is felt most deeply, but one which is very important in the Christian vision because the physical body crumbles and the subject's history comes to an end, but they draw near the entrance to full life, eternal life. Monsignor Maurizio Calipari, one of the Academy's moral theologians and bioethics professor at the John Paul II Institute for Studies on Marriage and the Family, will be speaking about the Church's relation with secular society on end-of-life issues.
I think one of the challenges for the kind of account that I'm presenting and for the sort of Catholic approach to these questions, of course, is to sort of over-describe secularization. I mean, as we might say in English, you know, we have a conflict of interest in here, you know, as a religious community in identifying places where secularization may be present. I think one thing we need to keep in mind, and I try to keep in mind throughout my intervention, is that we're not talking about a situation that is sort of qualitatively different from situations the Church has faced in the past. We're talking about a kind of perennial condition that the Church always faces, a situation where constantly she's sort of having to bring a message about a particular understanding of life, and then, of course, as well, a particular understanding of meaning, and then challenge people with that entire story. So it's sort of an entire narrative within which death and suffering are simply aspects.